on Your Mind Friday, Normal or Nuts edition, live from the Twin Cities today. Actually, Golden Valley, Minnesota is where we're coming to you live from the opportunities in the North Dakota Bakken. It's called the Minneapolis Summit, actually. And we're at the Golden Valley Country Club today and kicking off a wonderful day. We're going to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer briefly on the program. We're going to talk with, and he, by the way, is the keynote speaker for this particular event. A couple of questions we did not get to him with on Wednesday, so we'll chat with him about that. We're going to talk with the host of Energy Matters, the president of Bakken Energy Services, Tim Fisher, on the program today. We're also going to chat with Chris Faulkner from Breitling Energy and Gas, who is also one of the speakers here today. So they'll be our guests. In the meantime, it's a Normal or Nuts Friday, so we get to find out what's on your mind and what you think is normal and what you think is nuts. Happy Friday, Mr. Todd Mitchell.
Happy Friday, Mr. Scott Hennen. By the way, we are not coming from the Twin Cities. You are.
That's true.
You never take me anywhere. Did you bring any pie from Tioga?
You could have seen your family here. You could have been down here and checking things out.
I know. My mom and dad are going to be disappointed listening to the show on iHeartRadio. Well, wait a minute. Why didn't Todd come down?
Yeah.
I'm going to have some explaining to do now, but that's all right.
I apologize that you have to explain these things to me. All my fault.
Fine. It's fine.
What did you say about Tioga?
Did you bring pie? Remember, the best pie in North Dakota is apparently just south of Tioga?
I did not get down to the crossing, no, because I had to zoom back to Bismarck and then fly down to the Twin Cities, and I did fly...
You're a busy man. You can't be bothered with that kind of stuff. I get it.
Via Cirrus Air, but I do have a pie story for you.
Oh, shoot.
Because right before the start of the program, in walks Steve Jensen, whose wife, Patty, was nice enough to make us up a little bit of raspberry... I think it was raspberry cream pie. That's what it was, right? Raspberry cream pie. How's that sound?
Intriguing.
Exactly right. So anyway, I brought you a slice.
Okay? Aw, look at you.
Yeah. I just don't know what I'll see you next. I'm traipsing all over the fruited plain here, for crying out loud.
I get it. From fruit pie, fruited plain, got it.
Exactly right. Fruited plain. All over the fruited plain. Anyway, here's the deal, folks. We have some time to chat about whatever you'd like to talk about. Did you see the story about people that are giving up social media for Lent?
I was kind of part of a story because that happened at Ash Wednesday at Good Shepherd Lutheran. Somebody blurted out, the pastor had asked that during his sermon, what are you giving up for Lent? And, of course, some of the usual suspects came out, but somebody yelled out Facebook.
So, we asked that question on our Facebook page. We said, is that normal or not? It's people giving up social media, especially Facebook, for Lent. Blair says, I believe it's a good idea and a noble sacrifice. Carol says, perfectly normal. And David says, normal. But Scott Hinton, could you do it? Here's the deal. First of all, I don't consider myself I don't consider myself one of those kind of people that wastes hours in the day on social media.
Like me.
I think you do it more as a function of your position, right?
But they have to twist my arm so hard to get me to do that.
So if giving up social media meant, I'm not going to just sort of scroll through my news feed and, see what all my friends are posting or whatever, right? I wouldn't have much trouble because I don't do that. I don't have the time to do that.
Takes a picture of your dinner before you eat it and, hey, here's what we're having tonight.
I on occasion we'll do that just for something to talk about on the program. But most of my social media use is, here's who's on the show, here's what questions we have. So it's sort of a function of the job.
Right. And that's a little bit different than being gossipy or whatever. Hey, look at what the Kardashians are up to now or whatever that gets shared around.
Exactly. So this seems to me to be, first of all, if I understand the reason behind Lenten sacrifices, obviously it was the 40 days that Jesus spent in the desert, right? And a time that he was doing without, right? I mean, literally eating bugs, for crying out loud, in the desert for 40 days. So the idea is to have a little, take yourself out of your comfort zone a little bit. I actually was at Ash Wednesday services in Stanley, North Dakota. And that was on, well, I guess Wednesday night, right, about 7:30, on my way up to Tioga. And Father Lenz there made the point that it isn't necessarily about giving something up either. It might be just doing something that you don't normally do the rest of the year. That, you know, his example was maybe you just go out of your way to, you know, a family member that might frustrate the living daylights out of you, or a coworker that's, you know, maybe a bit of a nemesis, where you just sort of go out of your way to say, I'm just going to be kind to that person, right? So there's a lot of different things that you can do. It isn't necessarily just giving up something. It can be something that you're doing, too. So, and I'm doing a little of both. I did give up sweets. So we're going to have to put the pie sampling, at least, on hold. I can still find out where there is good pie, but can't be sampling it like I normally am. So sweets are gone. Trying to give up. And we usually have this debate in our house, too. When you say sweets, and I like say, you know, okay, I'm kind of a left to my own designs, Todd. I could, you know, plow through a bag of Snickers in no time. I have a
Snickers
sweet tooth. Like, yeah, you know, those little ones. I don't know why we do that, but we buy the little bite size.
Hey, I got a question for you. Why do they call them fun size when clearly they're not that fun? They're the smallest size. Fun size would be like 20 pounds or something.
A very good question. I don't know.
That's not fun size. Who are they kidding?
So one question that comes up in our house, okay, I'll say, you know, what should be defined as sweets? Definitely candy bars. They're out, right? Cookies would be out, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Cookies got to go. How about just plain old donuts?
They got to go.
Do they really?
Yep.
Yeah. Because, you know, a plain old, you know, donut is sort of boring.
Carbs. Get all that carb stuff out.
Just carbs in general.
Well, certainly that kind of, I mean, I suppose there's probably, like, you know, pastas and stuff you could probably leave alone. But yeah, donuts and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Anyway, this is rather boring. Here's the question. Do you think it's normal or nuts to give up social media for, it's a little different.
It's out of the box. Isn't giving up bad habits? Isn't the whole point about giving up bad habits? Because, in fact, the pastor in his sermon on Ash Wednesday, one of the things he had brought up was an older survey when the top answer was cigarettes. We're not as smoking a society anymore as we used to be.
Yeah, I think, I don't know that it's necessarily, I guess yes. Yes on bad habits, and yes on just something that was, you know, a little painful, right? If you love coffee and you give up coffee, you're sacrificing something. You love coffee, but you're just saying for 40 days, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to have coffee. In my case, it's pop. I'm kind of a soda fiend, and so I've just sworn off the pop. I'm just
another,
you know,
form of caffeine. So how are you staying awake for Lent, then?
I don't know. I'll have to give that a try. Okay. But social media, is that outside the box a little, or is that okay? You tell me. You tell me, folks. All right? And Blair, Carol, and David all say it's perfectly normal, so that's great. We have an off-air call here as well. Let's roll that, weight in. And by the way, here's the telephone numbers to tell us whether giving up social media for Lent is normal or not, or any other question on your mind today. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. And let's roll that off your call. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, we don't have one, but...
Yeah, I just saw something about a call.
I can pretend if you want me to.
Yeah, would you? Yes. This is Todd from Bismarck.
Scott,
Todd, yeah.
Is this the Scott Hennin? I think you should give up pie, stealing Todd Mitchell's pie for Lent.
Done deal. Done. You're going to come out of this sweet steal pretty good, because to the extent pie shows up, it's heading your way. You know what I'm saying?
What I need to do is give up pie for the year and sweets and stuff, not just Lent. But
come on.
That's a whole different discussion. I know. You can't
Let's
do
get
that.
Margie and Mandan here to save us from this discussion.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Margie, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, social media, giving it up for Lent. I did, and it's very difficult.
So you have this,
see?
You have this urge to want to go check Facebook a few times a day, or what?
Yes, I do. I certainly do, and it is a lot more difficult than I thought it would be. But, you know, we become addicted to that source of media. and what our friends are doing and what's going on. And it's good to read it on Facebook and tell people what my opinion is on things. And I find it has been very hard. But what I've done is I put a prayer book in by my computer. And when it gets really, really tough, I go in and I read something from Mother Teresa or Saint Faustina.
You are an inspiration, Margie. That's a fantastic story. Thanks for calling. Fantastic. More coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If it's time for a hurricane force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. How about Margie and Mandan? See, now what Margie and Mandan taught us is you take a sacrifice. In her case, it's social media. And it's very hard. And she's using the time in a more productive way. I think it's fair to say that, you know, let me ask you this question. If you are a fan of social media and doing as Margie had done, sort of keeping up on what's going on with people's posts and then also commenting yourself, I mean, what is the value of that a day from now, a week from now, a month from now? Right? I mean, what is it? It's kind of a time waster, isn't it? I mean, to the extent, obviously, maybe somebody's having a tough situation and you're lifting them up, or you greet somebody with a happy birthday. Maybe there's, you know, at least a community kind of, Oh, I don't know. That might be the one thing, the one redeeming factor from social media, right? Besides just sort of watching what's going on in your friends' lives and your coworkers' lives or whatever. Somebody going through a tough situation, you know, hey, thinking about you, hope you're okay, praying for you, whatever. But beyond that, I mean, if you spend an hour a day in social media, a day from now, a week from now, is there any value to that? Now, in Margie's case, what'd she say? She said that, well, really tough, so I put a little prayer book by the computer, and then I take some time to, instead of social media, now I'm praying. I'm no expert, but I'm thinking that has a bigger payback, a bigger dividend. There's more value in that for Margie and her family than anything that she'd ever get by that time on social media. Therein lies, I guess, the value in sort of getting outside your box a little bit and doing something a little different. I think that's pretty cool. A couple other topics that we've tackled today. And by the way, you agree or disagree? You like Margie's idea? Does that work? And anybody else that's given up social media for Lent, we'd love to hear from you. Is it as tough for you as it is for Margie and Mandan? Good story, Margie. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. 701-258-0550. Normal or Nuts Friday. Touched on this yesterday with all the bad roads, and there were a bunch. Fatalities in Hillsboro, in Ray. Begs the question, why don't people slow down when the weather moves in? Why are people in such a hurry that they don't worry about their safety? Is it normal or nuts not to slow down and drive to the conditions? Here's what some of you had to say. There could be many reasons why people are in a hurry, but speaking from experience, black ice can come out of the blue and cause accidents like that. My heart goes out to the families involved in this accident. Aaron says, I-29 south of Fargo, scary. Traffic moving under 40 miles an hour. Several vehicles in the ditches. She's talking about night before last. Many on their tops and sides. If you drove too slow, under 20, the wind blew you across the icy highway. Think about that. Very scary. I was surprised that stretch didn't have no travel advised warnings. At one point, traffic was completely stopped following a rollover as the cars had stopped to give rides to those in the rollover. Unbelievable. Sandra says, hope they take off the cruise button. No kidding. That's a very important one for sure. Why do people not wear seatbelts, especially when icy, said Cheryl. That's a question I'll never figure out, why people don't wear seatbelts. I get the whole freedom argument of I ought to be able to decide whether or not I wear seatbelts myself or not. Yeah, okay. I get that. But why do you not wear? Anybody answer that one for us? Let's see. Chris says, I know people, one is related to me, who won't wear a seatbelt in Minnesota because it's required, and he doesn't want the government telling him he has to wear one. Yeah, that seems odd. I mean, again, legitimate opinion on whether or not it ought to be mandated, it ought to be a law, but set that aside, just actually putting one on. Good idea or bad? Why not? I don't get it. 800-228-0550 to weigh in on any of these, by the way, just rolling through some of our social media. Obviously, I didn't give it up for Lent, and answers to your questions. By the way, over 100 comments on our minimum wage question on Facebook. That one is on fire if you want to weigh in on that one today. Feel free to do that. Our question was, is it time to raise the minimum wage? Are too many employers working for too low a pay right now? Or if it's done, will it cost jobs and ultimately hurt the people it's trying to help? 116 comments from folks online on this topic, and it is fascinating to see what you had to say. Kevin said, you know what, let market forces decide all this. There's an idea. Mike says, let's talk about inflation and the fallacy we call the U.S. dollar. Terry says, and those who say, get a degree and better yourself, I say, I have a bachelor's and a master's degree, and I'm working. Due to the politics of the workplace, I can't even get a paralegal job because it's not the specific certificate they are looking for. Bill says, time to raise the minimum wage. I'd like to see the senators in Congress live on minimum wage. You try and live on it, see how far you get. All right. Bill, question for you. whose decision is it to live on minimum wage? Isn't it really the individual? Isn't it their decision? I think it is. Karen, Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. I want to weigh in on the social media normal or nuts question. Do you think it is normal or nuts to give up social media for Lent, Karen?
Well, I'm fortunate enough to not have to bother with computers at all now, and I can't keep up on my reading. But here's another excellent book idea. Your book, if they haven't bought it already, they should buy it and put it by their computer.
Very, okay.
So, also, I donate magazines to places like Family Healthcare Center, so I end up reading some of them, and that's how I get behind.
You end up reading the ones before you donate them, you mean?
Some of them, I end up reading at least part of them.
Very good. What's your favorite magazine, Karen?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
What's the, and really that's not different than social media, right? Because you're just like a People magazine, or is it something that's sort of...
No, not People magazine. It's not going to be one of them. I was thinking about choosing one of the, I'll just go Redbook.
Redbook, okay. And what do you like most about Redbook? What do you take away from that?
Well, when I read part of the women's magazines, I like reducing clutter and the right foods to eat and articles like that.
Gives you good tips. All right. I love it. Thanks, Karen. Appreciate the call. Sam says, back to the minimum wage question, how high should it be, Bill? Why stop at 10 or 15? Why not just bump it straight to 50 bucks an hour and level the playing field like so many of you folks want to do? Bill says, no, I say 12 bucks an hour so people can make a decent living without having to work two and three jobs. Sam says, the bottom line is that whether we like it or not, labor is a commodity that should be free to trade for whatever the market will bear. Anything other than that model, and you have the government dictating what profit margins should be and how much a burger should cost. They have no idea about either one. Sue says, I say everyone should be given $100,000 a year from the government. That'll fix everything. All right, I love it. And Don nailed it on the head. He said it must be a election year when we're talking about the minimum wage. It is political. It is pandering. No question about it. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What's on your mind? With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon, coming to you live and direct today from the Bakken Summit in Minneapolis. Third annual event with a number of folks in the business community in Minnesota trying to meet the needs of what's happening in the Bakken. And the keynote speaker at today's event is Congressman Kevin Cramer, who joins us, of course, every Wednesday in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And we didn't get to all the questions. That's a big surprise. Kind of happens every week. So we said, Kevin, would you come back, and can we finish on a couple of things since we're going to be seeing you on Friday? So he's here. Hello, sir.
Hello. Great to be with you. They have a lot of snow in Minneapolis. Had you noticed?
Don't they?
I pulled in. It's like a winter wonderland. And by the way, so I flew in from Washington today, and a whole bunch of people were getting on the airplane that looked like they'd never flown before. And it was a group of people that are down here for the polar bear plunge. They all got to get on the plane first, even. Isn't that funny? In Washington, I don't know. It was a new one to me. But anyway, it was very funny. So they got ahead of all the Sky Priority people. I mean, if they were coming for the polar plunge, they let them all on.
Why is that, I wonder?
And the gate agent hugged everyone as they went by. Isn't that funny?
What in the world? Tim Fisher from Bakken Energy Services and Energy Matters is here as well. How are you, sir?
Scott, great. Thanks for having me on, and great being here with the congressman in this snowy little wonderland. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I will take my position in the cheap seats in back versus pre-boarding for the polar plunge.
Yeah, no kidding. No. I'm all in on that deal. I thought, yeah, these people deserve first class all the way, man.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit about the topics at hand here with both Mr. Fisher and you, Congressman Cramer, before just a couple of things we didn't get to on Friday. One was the flood stuff. We started talking right at the very end about the flood control project and also the flood insurance. So where are we at with both?
Okay, so the flood insurance, really good news. You know, the Senate had earlier passed their version of its reforms to Biggert Waters. Biggert Waters was passed a couple of years ago, and one of the goals being to make the flood insurance program actuarially sound. Well, FEMA made rules that were very drastic, and people in Fargo know it better than anybody in the world. You saw some flood insurance premiums going up from like $200 to $300 a month to $3,000 a month, 1,000% increases, even, or, you know, in some cases. So that clearly, that kind of sticker shock was not appropriate. So the Senate actually put a 4-year, basically, it's complicated, but it's basically a 4-year hold on that while FEMA studies their maps and mapping gets into it and all kinds of things. And the House chose to sort of not do the 4-year thing, but rather try and fix the problem right away. So we passed a bill that reins in the rates, goes to pre-Biggert Waters rates, flood insurance premium rates, and then allows for a gradual increase more like the market would increase it. With a cap of 18% at the most, and in a year, most likely it would be far less than that. With a fee, like a $25 premium fee or per program fee, policy fee. And that more modest increase per year allows us maybe not to get to actuarial soundness right away, but closer to financial soundness. Now, here's why this is important. Right now, the National Flood Insurance Program owes $24.1 billion. So they're in debt a long ways.
Was it to who?
Well,
us, the taxpayers?
Well, right. That's exactly right, Scott. But it's not quite as simple as that. It's more, they can literally run out of money, in which case they could not pay premiums. In other words, it's a fund that they have to have soundness in order to pay claims. If there was a claim made in Fargo, and they didn't have the money, you wouldn't get paid. So a lot of good that would do. You know, the good news is I have very low premiums. The bad news is they couldn't pay me if I have a flood. You know, that's not real coverage.
By the way, you wouldn't get by with this in the private sector.
No. And interesting point, because
government would shut you down.
You take the crop insurance program, which is similar, except that the crop insurance, federal crop insurance, has always been required to be actuarially sound. So that's the goal here of flood insurance. We just can't do it all in one year. So the Senate bill, by putting a hold for 4 years while you study it, we add another $2.5 billion to the debt issue. And then we are dangerously close to not being able to pay out, you know, policy claims. I think the House version is going to prevail, or at least most of the House version will prevail when it gets. In fact, the Senate may just take up the House bill. It's pretty darn good. It's not perfect, but it's better.
So what does this mean to folks in North Dakota?
It means a lot to folks in Fargo. So instead of having going from $300 a month, and I'm just going to use a hypothesis here, from $300 a month to, say, $1,500 a month in your premium, the most they could raise it would be 18%, more likely to be 15, 14, 13%, something like that. The other thing, though, that both the House and the Senate bill did that's really important to Fargo, and that is the flood-proof basement exemption. So one of the ways to build up the fund, of course, would be to put more people into a category of being flooded, and the one way to do that is to count basements as part of the flood zone. If you build on a hill, but your basement is a foot below the floodplain, now all of a sudden you're a house that's flooded. So by exempting that, it's much better for builders, much better for realtors, much better for people who might want to sell their home. Because here's the other thing we didn't, but then the Senate did the same, and that is that if you sell your house, the rate, the insurance premium, stays with the house. Otherwise, previously, the government could jack that rate up to an actuarial rate as soon as you sell your home, making your home impossible to sell, right? No one's going to buy a home if, you know, the insurance rates are going to go up to $3,000 a month. So we took care of a lot of these things, put it more into, again, it's not perfection. They're still going to be doing a lot of studying and remapping and things like that, but at least we don't lose financial gains.
All right. One other issue was the funding of the flood control projects that are on the table across North Dakota.
Yes, okay. So we're talking about WERDA in Washington speak. It stands for, I know, Scott's favorite thing is
acronyms.
Washington vocabulary.
Yeah.
WERDA is WRD.
It all sounds like Chinese to me.
Yeah. Well, that's probably on purpose. But anyway, it's the water resources. You know, sometimes my bluntness, some think it's courageous, some think it's reckless.
WERDA stands for
Water Resources. Water Resources Development Act. And it's the Water Resource Development Act is similar to a farm bill or a highway bill. It's a regular reauthorization of water projects. It's really more similar to a highway bill, because most water projects that are covered under WERDA are port issues and river issues that pertain to the movement of our goods and services, mostly the international markets. How do you get grain through the, you know, down the Mississippi River and out to ports? So that's what WERDA is. But part of WERDA also are flood projects. So one of the projects, flood control projects, one of the flood control projects in the WERDA bill this year that passed both the House and the Senate, of course, is the Fargo diversion, which we know so much about, $1.8 billion project. But WERDA only authorizes it. Now, as I said, both House and Senate have passed the bill, but the bill is now in conference committee, and they're working through it, and they'll get it done. I've talked to Bill Schuster, the chairman of the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, nearly every day on the topic, and it's going to get done.
Going to get done in the sense that it'll be authorized. The project's blessed,
right?
But that doesn't mean the money's there for it.
That's precisely right. So in order to get the Fargo project funded, the important thing is for the president to put it in his budget. The House of Representatives, as you know, has a ban on earmarks. So I'm not allowed by our own rules to go in and say, we need to fund the Fargo diversion over the course of the next 10 years to the tune of, you know, $80 billion or $800 billion. So, you know, here you go. We'll put in appropriations. We don't allow that. But we do fund the president's budget. You know, we put it into the Army Corps of Engineers budget. So we need OMB to do that.
Yeah, I was just going to mention on the Army Corps of Engineers. Next Monday, I'm going to be in Wisconsin, meet with the Army Corps on another project. How involved is the Army Corps of Engineer on this? And do they have to also get funding, even though the 1.8 has been approved? Do they now have to go back and get funding?
That's precisely right. That's the budget that it would come in. That would be the appropriations that it would go in. You know, funding things, frankly, I mean, other than the caps, the budget caps, but funding a budget of an agency is not that difficult in the House. We just can't fund particular projects. The Senate can. So, but the good news is one of the things we did in the House Board of Bill that I was proud of is we provided a lot more flexibility on the financing side. In other words, everything from an environmental impact study, engineering studies, feasibility studies, as well as the construction of the projects themselves can be funded by other entities, non-federal entities such as a state, counties. And you have to hand it to Fargo and Cass County. They have invested a lot of their own money. They taxed themselves to do it. They've gone ahead with buying homes and a lot of the preparation work. The state, as you know, has put some money aside as well, but it's not triggered until there's some federal dollars. So we've got a lot of issues at home as well as in Washington.
Another question that came up, and it does every week, is Amtrak. We had a call from a fellow from Williston. You know, same deal. His wife is heading on the train really late. What's the latest on the restoration of Amtrak service and where we're at with that?
Well, Amtrak is simply a victim of the congestion of the rails right now. And until we get more track, and BNSF, as you know, is committed to 65 miles of double tracking through the heart of the Bakken, and that will relieve pressure tremendously, but it's going to take some time. We also have the added congestion right now of a really awful winter. You know, I don't know, maybe people may not know this, but anytime the weather, I think the temperature gets below 15 above, which it has been quite regularly, you know, the 100-car train, you can't get the pressure for the brakes to the back of the train. You can only get about halfway because of the cold. So now you're talking about half trains instead of full trains, and all of this has created an incredible logistics nightmare, and that is why Amtrak has had such a difficult time. It's not Amtrak still is priority on the rail. You just literally don't have enough room to put all the cars. But Amtrak's just one issue. The other issue is we need to start getting our grain to market. We need to, you know, over half of North Dakota's grain that is stored in all these elevators and on the ground and all over the place after a bumper crop. Over half of it gets exported. And in order to get exported, it has to get on a train and get to the Pacific Northwest or Duluth and other places.
And you got farmers that are ticked because they can't get it there. And, of
Absolutely.
Course, that affects their bottom line.
It affects their price because price goes down and they still have grain in the bin. They want to get grain to the elevator. There's no room at the elevator because they can't get on trains. So we have a very difficult challenge right now. BNSF has sent an extra 125 locomotives up to North Dakota, lots of cars. And lots of human power, a lot of people, but they still can only move it so fast.
All right, when we come back, what else we have left? Question about beef imports from Brazil.
Oh, wow, okay.
From a listener, and then we're going to talk about some energy stuff. Tim Fisher, Bakken Energy Services, co-host of Energy Matters here, and Congressman Kevin Cramer. Stay tuned, folks, live from the Bakken Summit in Minneapolis.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
I'm David Cordini, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
What is it worth to feel good? With a Miracle Chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person.
Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is What's On Your Mind. We're live in Minneapolis today. Actually, Golden Valley, to be precise. Suburb of the Twin Cities, Golden Valley Country Club.
We always like to be precise.
Yes, we do. On the program we call What's On Your Mind, I'm Scott Hannon, and Tim Fisher is here today. And Tim, of course, is heard on K-Fire and a number of stations with the wonderful program Energy Matters every Tuesday afternoon. And since Tim was going to be here today, I said, Tim, come buckle on with us today. Congressman Kramer is speaking at 11 o'clock today to this particular group. And we did not get to all of the questions for him in our talk radio town hall on Wednesday, so we're running through those as well. I want to get to some energy issues in a minute here, because I know you're itching to talk about those, aren't you?
Oh, for me, it's interesting to sit back and listen to the congressman speak and his breath of knowledge. I mean, you go from... you go from energy to beef from Brazil.
There you go.
With floods in between.
And floods in between, and he actually has something to add. So, I mean, that's a bunch of information.
That's a good point. By the way, if you have questions or comments, you're welcome always on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You do have to have a whole lot of knowledge about a whole lot of things, don't you?
Well, it's best if you do.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I've noticed in the House, because, you know, the House of Representatives, there are 434 other people. Seven of us represent an entire state. Five of us, you know, large states. The rest all represent a neighborhood, a borough, a few counties, something less than a state. And those of us that are at large, like South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, Alaska, You have every issue. See, there are a lot of...
And you have access to commissioners, you have access to the governor, they know you when you walk in
the door. Associations, you do, it's very different being from representing an entire state where you have more diversity. Even if it's North Dakota, it's more diversity in terms of issues than some of the others.
All right, so let's...
So what about Brazilian beef?
Yeah, so is there a change there?
Okay, so the issue about Brazilian beef is that, you know, they've found foot and mouth disease in their cattle in several regions of Brazil. It's very contagious, very problematic, and so consequently there's a ban on their beef coming into the United States. USDA has been... They've promulgated a rule to determine, should we reopen it? How are things looking? Is it safe? And we first thing we did is...
Promulgated a rule?
See, he just... Could you please get a Washington, D.C. vocabulary dictionary, Scott, and get with the program?
What exactly is promulgating a rule?
Well, maybe we need a 3-minute delay.
Proposed. Let's just say they proposed a rule. But they proposed a rule. Anyway, so the first thing we did is because it was a short time frame for comment. And at the request of a lot of our ranchers in North Dakota, we requested a 60-day or request an extension. They've recently extended the comment period for 60 days, so the ban remains in place. We've also heard from the North Dakota Veterinary Board that they continue to be very concerned about whether or not this thing is licked, whether or not we can, you know, feel comfortable allowing Brazilian beef, fresh Brazilian beef into the United States. So we continue to watch it closely. The comment period is still open for people that want to comment, and it'll be something that we'll watch very, very closely as we come up even on the 60 days.
All right.
So that's the issue.
So let's talk about some energy issues.
Sure.
You had a really interesting hearing last week that you were part of talking about veterans.
Yes.
And their role in the energy industry. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I loved it too. In fact, we had three. I think it was companies. Hess being one of them, but the biggest North Dakota company that was there, and then people from the Bureau of Land Management. And the issue was, what can we be doing to help veterans get jobs in energy, the one area of the national economy that's, you know, that has a lot of jobs to offer? Scott, a couple of things that are interesting. For 18 to 24-year-old veterans, which are obviously veterans from the war on terror, the unemployment rate is over 14%. For 25 to 34-year-olds, it's still like 10.5%. So while the unemployment rate is going down in the country, it's not for veterans. And you have to wonder, why is that? Well, one of the big reasons it is that veterans oftentimes don't have the perfect resume for the jobs that are being offered. But as Tim knows, and as anybody who's hired veterans know, they have other things that are far more valuable than the specific experience on the resume. They have leadership skills. They're incredibly loyal. They have great work ethics. They know how to get up early, go to bed late, do whatever it takes to get a job done. They're mission-oriented. And so what we're finding, and what many of the companies testify to, is give us all the veterans you can. We'll give them the experience and the training they need. But here was another big problem. Our GI Bill is biased against skills training and biased toward university degrees. Isn't that something?
Yes, it is something.
And so...
Stupid is what it is.
Is what it is. So we're looking at legislation now to change the GI Bill to give it more flexibility so that if somebody in the Bakken needs a truck driver as opposed to an accountant, they could go to, you know, they could go to the veterans. And by the way, we have a wonderful veterans assistance program or veterans connection program with Job Service North Dakota that is right in tune to this. Many of the companies, I visited with a VP from Marathon the other day, because last week was the Independent Petroleum Association of America producers were in town, and so I met with several of them. They all have had the same experience. So the demand is there, but we need to, you know, change things like the GI Bill so that our veterans are incented to do the right thing. Get the training, the 6-week training, instead of the 6-year training.
Hold that thought. Got to take a break. Come back with more live from Minneapolis, the Bakken Summit. Yes, the Bakken's not only a big deal in North Dakota, it's a big deal in Minnesota. It's a big deal all across the globe. And they're talking about
the globe
in Minnesota. The globe. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Patty's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.